Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to get the sense, we want to understand what the DA thought of this. Darren Bergman, Shadow Minister in International Relations and Cooperation. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Well, that's new.
I am good, thank you. So originally, the way in which this seems to have played out is Naledi Pandor came out with a very, very fence-sitting statement. As I said earlier, the slightest gust of wind or breeze could push it right over. But either way, she did make it seem as though Russia shouldn't be attacking Ukraine. But she was even hauled over the coals for that. What is going on?
Yeah, no, you know, it just seems like we've taken two steps forward and three steps back. You know, between the president, the ANC, and Durko, I don't think they seem to be on the same page there at all.
Well, what is the page that everybody wants to be on? Because that's a bit confusing. What page is the ANC on?
Well, this is it. You know, on Friday, it definitely looked as if Durko's statement and none of the minister's statement was Russia must withdraw from Ukraine. The president came out with a far more middle-of-the-road mediation. And then, of course, you've got Lindy Zulu, which is our chairman of ANC policy. She's often known as a street fighter in Parliament, when we have our plenary sessions. And for once, she's talking a meek and mild language. I've never seen her so diplomatic.
So demure.
And all of a sudden, we've gone to ground. We're now having this, like we've had a dressing down from Russia and told that we can't say this, we can't say that. So now we're sitting with a situation where we're really, we've really flip-flopped. We've done a Mantashe. So we're sitting here wondering whether South Africa condones, or accepts, and it's not good enough. You know, we have to be strong. We have to be in line with what the rest of the world is saying, and we have to be condemning what's going on in Ukraine, and we have to say, Russia, withdraw. You're either wrong, unless history wants to judge us again on the right side of wrong.
The ANC Youth League came out with a statement that made reference to Russia being a friend and the KGB training anti-apartheid activists. How long is this immunity meant to last? In other words, if somebody did assist for whatever reason during the apartheid struggle, how long, according to the ANC, should they have immunity for? And is it true that they can do absolutely no wrong?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we could spend the day on our friends and friendships and our historical international relations policy. You know, we seem to find ourselves, if ever there was a list of rogue states, you know, we'd find ourselves firmly entrenched in that list and friends with the people on that list. And our policies, you know, historically, our whole foreign policy is based historically on our loyalties to people that were loyal to us. And we don't have a forward-thinking foreign policy. So everything is about giving funds to Cuba, speaking about Palestine during the Ukraine-Russian conflict. You know, it's got nothing to do with Russia-Ukraine at this stage. If you look at the parity between the amount of press releases on Palestine and Israel now, Cuba now, and Russia-Ukraine in South Africa, it's business as usual in South Africa, and it shouldn't be. You know, it should be all about condemning Russia and Ukraine. And people can say, but Joe, this is something taking place in the north, and should South Africa really involve itself? But the truth is, yes. You know, if this ever, God forbid, gets to a World War III, when you've got a nuclear power that's threatening to go further and further, You do want to put as much voice to this as possible from all corners of the earth.
It's absolutely frightening. It's so embarrassing, because South Africa wants to be taken seriously. Cyril Ramaphosa, friends with various global leaders, whenever there's some international event, he's there. But at the same time, comes back to South Africa and speaks completely another language.
Well, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa, and I hear it on this radio station so often with Palestine, you know, that Palestine never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity.
Absolutely.
I think you can so firmly say it with Ramaphosa and the ANC, that they never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. That there's been so many opportunities here for the ANC to get themselves back on the world stage. We've been members of BRICS. We pay so much to be members of BRICS. He has an opportunity for Ramaphosa to use his voice productively. For him, with his proximity to Putin, to have an opportunity to mediate. You know, what does he do? he uses this world stage to flip-flop and embarrass himself again.
I saw that South Africa has 25 billion rand invested in the BRICS bank. Is that part of the which obviously they don't want to jeopardize? Is that part of the motivation, do you think, for their bizarre behavior?
It goes further than that. That's part of it. We do pay membership fees to BRICS, but it goes further than that. It is that loyalty you speak of. You know, going back further than that, the fact that we yet to dig further in the Cuba ANC relationship, the 50 million is also a tip of the iceberg. There's skills transfers. I can assure you that the benefit we derive from those Cuban doctors that we bring here, or the people that we get trained in Cuba, the money does not add up. The millions spent in bringing those doctors here, but I can assure you that the Cuban doctors do not see half
money. They're just being paid towards it.
So, you know, these are all loyalty. These are all another way of nepotism and, you know, money put in the trough of nepotism. So this is another way we're paying royalties in something that is a scheme that's probably started, you know, long before. So I can't blame BRICS on this.
Right, sure.
It's further than that. It's deeper than that.
And that is where we do have to leave it. Darren Bergman, Shadow Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, talking about South Africa's response to the Russian-Ukrainian war.